There were so many things Brian suggested that have been touching my life. And I just want to share a really, really practical example. How many people have read Living Like a King's Kid, Carol Dill? Living Like a King's Kid? Ever heard of it?
I've heard of it.
It's a book, basically, we talked about inheritance this morning. I don't know if you mentioned that, but stepping out into our inheritance in Christ. And it's not because we earn it, it's not because we work hard, it's not because we're special, different than anybody else, because He loved us.
Amen.
And He said, you're my children. Philippians 4:19 says, and my God shall supply all your needs, according to His riches in Christ Jesus. It says, in His riches, it doesn't say, according to what you ask for, it doesn't say, according to what you think you need. My lease, or my rental agreement, is running out in July, and I have to find another place. I'm living in student housing, I am living in student housing, and everything in Homestead is running according to the academic calendar. You can only lease August to July. Now, I only need a place for 6 more months, because that's how long I'm staying here, so normal student housing is just not an option anymore. So the only thing I did is I went to my lending agent and I told her, you know, keep something in mind. For me, it has to be something that's flexible enough that will take 6 months instead of, you know, having this, you know, be tied down to a year. So I found it a few weeks ago, and she knew it, and I didn't put any requests in and say, it has to be this. So she knows me, sort of. I hope that's my testimony. Anyway, she knows me, and a few weeks ago she said, I think I have a place coming up. As soon as the guy decides and actually gets in touch with me, I'll let you know. The other half of my brain, the practical bit, is like, you should be chasing this up, you should be on the internet, looking at all the places you can find, you know, going, you know, visiting them, seeing what's appropriate, what's not. I couldn't be bothered. I had real peace about it. I was not, you know, stressed about it at all. Yesterday I went to see the house, and it literally ticked all the boxes, everything. And I had great neighbors. I used to live down the street from Jack Mark.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Really cool. And it's just like out of his riches.
Amen.
Because I probably would have forgot to ask for something. But he gave me above and beyond what I could have
Amen.
Put down on paper.
Praise God, yeah.
Put in as a request.
Mm.
And again, it's knowing that he's going to supply everything according to his riches. And that's why all this discussion, we talked about it on Friday as well, the need for a building for this church. And yes, you need a building because you need to meet somewhere, literally the practical aspect of that. But he's on his throne.
Amen.
I mean, every building in Ormstrick in the country is under his
Amen.
Authority, which is the reason we haven't gotten it yet.